Hello, hi, and welcome back to the third season of Bob Talks. This is your host, Samyukta Sunil. I am back with yet another season after abandoning everybody for the last 2 years. I don't know how many people really thought that I abandoned them because I had like 20 listeners, but it was great. So now that we're back, say, why are we doing the third season? And what is the third season going to be about? Very valid questions asked by me. And why the third season? Right now, the space that you're looking at, this is Paper and Pie Cafe on Indiranagar 100 Feet Road. A very sick space for great coffee. And you actually come here and work, unlike a lot of other coffee shops that you go and chit-chat with friends with. And they have a podcast studio that's opened up. And Bob Talks Season 3 is going to officially take place here. And they're my venue partners. So huge shout out to them. Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about why I started season 3, so much so that my friend stepped out for a 15-minute smoke break and a coffee break, and I had 2 months to think, guys, and I took the last 15 minutes to come up with why the fuck I'm doing this podcast. So it's a bunch of things that's been going on in my mind. When I started this, it was still the pandemic. At the same time, now that we're out of the pandemic and everybody has other interests and other things to do, I still wanted to know that I'm not totally insane and I still want to keep at it, and I really was passionate about something, which was this project. So the third season is a way of me finding out whether Bob Talks is really my thing or not. And it's taken me 3 seasons, but I'm still figuring that out on the go. But I think there was definitely a falling out of love with Bangalore that happened, and for me to figure out why that happened. I think it's also about when you spend long enough time in a certain city and you do the same things over and over again, you kind of hit a saturation point where it's like a long-term relationship, right? Like the spark wears off, the honeymoon phase is long gone, but you're still in it. And you're like, how the fuck do you reignite the spark? So you try like weird kinky shit in your relationship to make it happen, and my kinky shit is talking to people, so that's the reason. So now talking about what is in store for this season, that's still something that I'm figuring out. I think I grew up a lot during the duration of this podcast. I mean, I am 23 years old, but I took the last 3 years to do a lot of my adult growing up, and I'm still getting whacked in the face with new shit every single day. So in that process of figuring it out, I think it's about what part of Bob Talks was still me exploring my teenage years and what is still like childish memories of my city. And now that I'm an adult here, how has the experience changed for me? So it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, but mostly it's a little bit of what the fuck am I doing? I don't know. So I think I'll figure that out on the go. But there is a lot of conversations that involves the interests that I developed in the last few years, which is films and cinema and music, a lot of music, which I think I have explored within the city, and how the city has introduced me to a lot of new genres, a lot of new artists. So I want to talk about my new explorations through the guests that I bring on board. So coming to the main segment, which is what is this first episode going to be about? I think there's a lot of action that I missed out on in the last 2 years in Bangalore. So let's get right into the top 10 moments that have defined 2021 and 2022 as a whole. First one, Rex Theatre, which is the most iconic location for lovers in and around MG Road. I think, I don't know if other people traveled all the way, but I think they definitely did. Rex Theatre was an iconic spot for cinema, and cheap popcorn has now shut down permanently. Then second, this I think was a fucking show stealer for me in 2022. Cotton's Girls, Bishop Cotton's Girls High School. You know, if you're listening to this, you know who the fuck you are. And you all got hella rowdy, I heard, on St. Mark's Road. Some chick pulled out a tube light, dude. She's pulled out a tube light, she's belting somebody. And there are so many stories. One chick is like, oh no, she stole my snacks in the lunch break. And one chick is like, oh no, she stole my boy during like fucking... It was a boy thing, right? It was a boy. So, yeah, so Bangalore girls are willing... Yeah, that guy wasn't a snack. We saw the pictures of the guy that actually surfaced on social media. He was not worth fighting with a tube light for. Like, why the fuck did you do it, sis? But also, it's showing that Bangalore girls are willing to go to any fucking extent to make it happen. So, boys, it's on you. Y'all are the fuck up. I think we've already explored that in the last season. It made it to fucking national news for some reason. Why was like the 9 p.m. NDTV talking about 3 girls beating each other up on St. Mark's Road? I love that our city is making it to the news for very, like, it's been 2 more seasons of the IPL have gone by, and our home team, RCB, still has not managed to win one cup. They've been saying Isala Cup Namde for like 10 years or some shit now. Every year, every fucking year. I heard this thing. So the word for the next year means Mundin, is Mundin in Kannada. So there is an actual WhatsApp group I have with my friends that's Mundin Sala Cup Namde since 2020, hoping that at least next year Bangalore will win the cup. And now that we're in peak IPL season and Bangalore did a spectacular game yesterday, managed to fuck it up in the last fucking like few overs, but there's still some hope, we hope. So do you all think it's Isala Cup Namde?
Absolutely not.
Wow, that's the optimism. That's the optimism I'm going into the third season with. Absolutely not. That's it. Let's go. And the next thing, up next on 10 big Bangalore moments. I don't know if it's 10 or more or less. Okay, I'm just going to go with it. But the next one is, I've noticed that every area in Bangalore today is its own self-sustained city. The traffic in this city has gone so fucking horrible. It's gone from bad to worse to, I don't fucking know, bro. It's gotten so bad that every area in the city has become, like, you know how, like, in our parents' generation, they would always, when they're moving to a new neighborhood, they would look at, oh, are there hospitals nearby? Are there old age homes nearby? Are there schools nearby? We look at, where's the nearest Bob's bar? Where is the nearest socials? Where's the nearest third wave coffee? Because these are your essentials to get through life in Bangalore. And once all of this is in a 5 kilometer radius, which it... Like last year, I moved to Dombluur. I left my nest or whatever the fuck you can call it. And I moved all the way to Indranagar. And the only marker of success for me was the fact that Bob's Bar was 3 minutes away from where I lived. That's it. I didn't give a shit about not willing to pay 500 rupees for an auto ride or anything. But Bob's Bar was a stone's throw away from my house. And that was a win for me. Yay. And the next one, I think this must be addressed. It's an ongoing issue. I think it's the city's problem now, and I think it's contributing to the degradation of Bangalore as a whole. It's the dying case of the Empire Shawarma, bro. What the fuck is going on with Empire Shawarma, bro? It is the official poster boy for like your after like end of night munchies. And today, all you're eating is one fucking dry-ass roti with cabbage in it and mayo. Like, where's the chicken going? What are they grilling all fucking day if it's not going into your fucking shawarma? Empire, we demand an answer. The nation demands an answer from you. And there's another thing that I've discovered, which is there's a new auto ride app in Bangalore. There's been your Rapidos and your Ubers and your Olas. There's a new one that's promising you of a better future. Not in terms of success, money, jobs, no. But of getting belted by auto drivers. But since I got back to Bangalore like 2 weeks ago, everybody's been telling me, yeah, try Namayatri, bro. You don't have to wait at all for an auto. If it's raining, flood, cyclone, doesn't matter, you're gonna get an auto. So I have booked 3 autos. 3 fucking autos. Bro, I have gone all over the city and I've gotten yelled at by every single auto guy. So how is this any different? Or are you promising me, this fake promises of your price range being, they don't give you the exact price of like your auto ride. Like how Uber says like if it's this through this, it's like 146 they say, right? Yeah, these are like, it could be anywhere between 120 to 200. We'll see based on vibes. Okay. Bro, that's never the fucking case. It's never the case. It's always the highest end of it. And like, all these guys, it happened outside MCC. This is where I was booking the auto. Took me right back to my MCC days where in 2016, every auto guy that I would stop, I would tell him my area. I would tell him the neighboring area. I would tell him the area after that. I'll see which one he picks, okay? Often, none of the auto guys want to come anywhere. So there are moments where I stop the auto and be like, you tell me where you're going. I will get into your auto. I'll get on the way. I don't have a problem. Next thing. Oh my God, bro, this I've forgotten to add in the list, guys. We have to talk about the mystery of Sudeep showing too much cock.
Oh, shit.
Why?
Sudeep.
What, Rasudeep? Why are you showing too much cock? How is this not a part of the episode? This one voice clip that has gone viral, that all over India, like people now know what Bangaloreans really talk like. There was another one.
Come to
Church Street, dude. There's another one. So basically, y'all, it's just a cautionary tale sort of a thing of like, you hear, you know how you hear urban legends about like places and you don't want to visit a certain place after dark or thing. Before you visit Church Street, you be fucking warned, bro. Reddy Anna's coming to pop you. Be fucking prepped. I think Bangalore has really created a global brand out of itself just through Sudeep and its cock showing and his cock showing. It is exactly how I made it sound. Okay. And last but not the least, I don't live in Bangalore anymore. I started the third season, I actually conceptualized it while I moved to Goa. It's also about reconnecting with the city while I'm not here, and also reconnecting with my passions and my interests, which is to talk shit and to talk shit to a lot of people. So that's something that I hope to do with this season. And I will join you guys hopefully every week with a new guest and a new topic to talk shit about. And see you in the next episode. Take care and good night. Good night. Goodbye.